Well, you know, it's interesting. We talked about the fact that it is growing. I live in a very urban area, yet one of my neighbors has a chicken coop with a lot of chickens, even gives lectures on this. So it is something that even those of us who live in urban areas need to be concerned about.
Yes, absolutely. So there's an estimated amount of 11 million households that own backyard chickens in both rural and urban areas. So the main risk to those poultry is avian influenza.
We've been hearing so much about avian influenza for what, about 3 or so years now, and it's really been all over the place.
Yes, our outbreak has been going on since February of 2022 in all of our 50 states, so we continue to deal with this current outbreak. But I'll explain a little bit about avian influenza and the virus. So avian influenza, you'll also hear to it referred to as bird flu. It's a respiratory disease caused by influenza type A viruses. The main strain we're concerned about is the highly pathogenic avian influenza strain, or HPAI for short. So that strain of the virus is extremely contagious and deadly to domestic poultry. Many wild birds can carry HPAI and spread it without showing any clinical signs. And then those wild birds may infect domestic poultry either through direct or indirect contact.
Why is the fall one of the big times for the spread of bird flu?
Yeah, so during the fall season, as the daylight hours decrease, that kind of cues the wild birds to start their migration and traveling. So as those wild birds fly overhead, they may drop their feces or they may land in different areas. And then they may risk spreading HPAI to domestic poultry. People also may accidentally spread the virus by stepping into those wild bird feces. And then when they come into contact with their own birds at home, they may accidentally spread the virus as well.
I guess one of the questions, Dr. Wood, that a lot of people have, can humans, can other animals, our pets, can they contract it as well?
Yes, so some pests and pets like mice, dogs, and cats, and even farm animals like dairy cattle can contract HPAI. They may or may not show clinical signs of disease. However, those animals can infect otherwise healthy poultry or birds, where the disease is even more deadly once it gets into poultry or birds.
I know there's a program called Defend the Flock. What does this entail?
Yeah, so our USDA Defend the Flock program has a lot of really good information about biosecurity and ways to keep your birds safe. There's lots of information on our website. Listeners can go to usda.gov and Defend the Flock, and there's lots of videos, biosecurity checklists, lots of really good resources to learn more information.
If you are one of those backyard chicken coop owners or really anyone, what are some of the signs of bird flu that we should watch for?
Yes, some signs are acute mortality or unexpected mortality, meaning several birds dead over 2 to 3 days. Neurological signs like ataxia, difficulty walking, lethargy or depression, droopy wings, abnormal head position like a twisted neck, depression, also birds that don't feel like eating. They have a decreased feed and water consumption or a drop in egg production if they're laying eggs. And then also the presence of any sick or dead vultures nearby or in direct contact with the flock.
Now, do the backyard bird owners, do they need to follow biosecurity practices, or is that just for those large commercial operations?
Great question. So biosecurity applies to everyone, both the large commercial and small backyard flock owners. So some basic tips for biosecurity, especially as we approach the fall, are to prevent direct contact with wild birds that could carry the virus, especially ducks and geese and vultures, and their droppings. So that means keeping things clean. So cleaning the feeders, the waterers, the coops or crates that the birds might be transported in, you know, keeping them clean and disinfected on a regular basis. Also, people, limiting the visitors or people that come in contact with your birds or in your bird area. and also making sure the workers that are supposed to be there and working with the birds on a regular basis, that they consider having dedicated shoes or footwear that they only wear inside that poultry area, or some kind of boot that they put on in that area, so that they're not accidentally bringing in the wild bird feces on their shoes. Also, washing and sanitizing your hands, and then limiting the areas where the birds are kept. So like for your urban listeners, for example, if they're kept in the backyard during a heavy rain, standing ponds of water, pools of water may accumulate, and that might attract wild birds, ducks, and geese. So you want to keep your birds limited to an area to limit that wild bird contact.
Well, Dr. Wood, thank you so much for joining us this morning to make us aware of some of the problems with bird flu. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.